This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
This day, Heavenly Father, from the very foundation of the world, you saw all who would stand in need of your divine presence and your divine care. So now, Lord God, because we are here at this anointed and this appointed hour, we thank you for all the many blessings you bestowed upon us. Now, Father, we pray by your grace as well as your provision that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name we ask, and in Jesus' name before his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, and Reverend Bell, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of the Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord. Keep it hidden. There's a word from the Lord that is taken from Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 28. And we're probably going to do Romans 28 through about 31. Romans 8, 28 through 31. And when you have found it, say amen. Where we find these words which are recorded. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called, and whom he called, then he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, working things out for our good. It wasn't an accident that you did what you did. See, some people don't understand what God is up to. I had no idea what you were going to sing. I certainly didn't have any idea what you were about to do, but God did. It is not an accident that God is in this place. It is not an accident that God does what he do. And when we get on one accord, God says, I can increase and do greater works in the house. But until that happened, God says, I'm waiting on you. Isn't it ironic that he said, I'm working it out for you? He's talking to somebody this morning. Because until you understand what God is doing, God can't work anything out. And so when we look at what God is up to, when we think about what God is doing, he's working things out for our good. God has been working for generations. From the time he spoke the process of the creative order, God was establishing something for you. And after God completed working, God said that it was all good. Now there's you and good. And so God is simply saying, whatever I'm doing it for you. And whatever I do for you, it is good. Now you're getting it. God is up to something. And it's coming through his servant that he's sharing a word prophetically for this. God said, don't worry about stuff because I'm working it out. All of God's work was good. Why was everything God made good? I'm glad you asked. And the answer is that God spoke it. Isn't it ironic that he didn't speak man into existence? He made man. And that simply said that man wouldn't be in the future good. Now you got it. Because that's some stuff in man that does not look like him. But that's why we must all be changed. That's why he said you've been predestinated to look like him. You'll get it. So let's examine God's word. The Bible is the cornerstone of religious teaching. It is not an accident that we go to school and we study expository preaching. It is not an accident that we learn homiletics and homiletics. We understand the Greek and the Hebrew language. It is not an accident that we have to come before you and be ready to share a prophetic word in a prophetic hour for such a time as it. Because God says, I'm moving on your behalf. Millions of us around the world have seen the power of God's word. And it is emphasized, and the significance of God's word is good. And God is working things out. And God does good works as an expression of our faith and our devotion. These acts of kindness, charity, and righteousness are interwoven throughout both the Old and the New Testament. Slow me down, Holy Spirit. They emphasize the moral ethics or ethical requirements that guide believers in our daily lives. We know that God is a just God, and he knows all of the things concerning us. We know he is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things, because he is holy and righteous. He is eternal and everlasting. And we know the God that we serve has sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. And we know that he loves us in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't love him. And we know that he is still working things out for our good, because sometimes we don't look like him, and other times we don't act like him, and other times we don't walk like him. But when we look like him and walk like him, he then begins to work things out for our good. My brothers and sisters, as believers, we have a mandate to fulfill the things the Lord has given us to do. According to his great commission, we've all had a responsibility. We've all got work to do. The Lord simply said that he was going away, but he left us here to continue to preach his word and teach his word so that men could be coming to the saving knowledge of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus came into this world and established and demonstrated the work that we as believers are to do. But sometime, some way, we don't want to work. We look at other folks working, and it's more about them and not about us. Am I in your neighborhood? You do know that the Lord sees all of the work that you're doing in the house of the Lord. He knows what you're up to, and he knows what you're thinking. You do know when you come into the house of the Lord, we ought to all be on one accord doing what God said. And God says, I'm watching your work ethics. I'm watching what you do for me. I'm watching what you say about me. I'm watching what you think about me. I am watching you, because my worries and my ways are not like yours. But God says, I'm waiting on you. Is God waiting on you this morning? Is God speaking to your heart this morning? It wasn't an accident that you played what you played it. It wasn't an accident that you sung what you sung. God says, I'm speaking to somebody. What works has the Lord required of you? And whatever it is, it has been uniquely designed for you. It has also been customized for you, because God knows you. He knows everything about you. Isn't it amazing that I'm glad people don't know everything about me? But God knows everything about me. Now put yourself in that position, because this is a cleansing message. Because God is aware of all of our potential and all of our shortcomings. From the pulpit to the pew, God knows your strength. He knows your ability. He knows your capability. And God says, I know your potential, and I also know your shortcoming. And I'm building you up so that you could do greater works for me. And I'm doing it, and I'm working it out for your good. So the Lord is asking a question this morning. What are some of the works we are accomplishing within our lives for him? And are we committed to fulfill the work that the Lord has given us to do? My brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul said in Romans, in that 8th chapter, that the believer has an assurance or freedom from struggling and suffering through Christ. And Jesus